still I rise. Still I rise. Ooh, thank you. The day that you hear the word of God is the most important day of your life. The word of God is the power of God. Your healing is in the word. Your deliverance is in the word. Your joy is in the word. Your prosperity is in the word. Your anointing is in the word. Your destiny is in the word. Everything begins with the word of God. You see, faith is a hand that reaches out and takes hold of the blessings of God, but it is a word of God that quenches the hand of faith. There are words for those of us who's found ourselves in the midst of trouble. There are words for those of us who found ourselves in the midst of problems. There are words who some of us found ourselves alone with no help. But that includes just about every one of us in here. So let's fool ourselves and think just because you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost that we're exempt from being involved in troubled times. Don't think that it exempts you from difficult dilemmas, messed up moments, and jacked up situations. Don't think just because you're God-fearing, Bible-toting, pew-jumping, Holy Ghost dancing, and tongue-talking that you are exempt from storms you can't settle, rivers we can't cross, debts we can't pay, obstacles we can't move, trials we can't overcome, gates we can't open, and mountains we can't climb. You ought to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, TGFF. Thank God for favor. See, having God's favor is like a stick dipped in honey. See, I don't know about you, but I want God's favor because behind every negative, God is working the positive. I want God's favor because behind every wound, there is a wonder. I want God's favor because behind every burden, there is a blessing. I want God's favor because behind every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. I want God's favor because behind every frustration, there comes inspiration. And I don't know about you, Christian home, but I would rather have favor in my pocket than a pocketbook full of money. See, you can have a pocketbook full of money, but still got every door closed in your face. See, money can buy you a house, but favor can make your mortgage payments when your credit is jacked up. Money will pay your bills, but favor will meet your needs when you don't know where the money is coming from. See, money can get you insurance, but favor will get you healed when you ain't got the money to pay your co-payment. Somebody ought to tell God, TGFF, thank God for favor. See, it was favor that brought you through the bad decisions that nearly wrecked you. It was favor that threw the foolish choices that almost destroyed you. It was favor where the diseases almost killed you. The tragedy that missed you. The trouble that almost killed you. The meanness that almost broke you. The confusion that almost destroyed you. The haters that were out to get you. The enemies who couldn't stand you.
But the grace of God stepped in and showed you favor, and you can testify to the fact that you're still here. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get like Marvin Gaye and I want to throw up both my hands and holler, because if it had not been for the favor of God, I don't know where I would be. Somebody ought to thank God for his amazing grace and his divine favor. Why? Because Satan will kick you down, but God will lift you up. Satan may try to destroy us, but God will remold us. Satan may attempt to ruin us, but God will give us hope. Satan may hand us sorrow, but God will give us joy. That's why the songwriter could declare, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. See, somebody in here this morning, you got to hold on, because your joyful days are coming. And I don't know about you, but Proverbs 8 and 35 says, for whosoever findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. So to be favored means regarded or treated with favor, provided with advantages, specially privileged. God wants to give you special privilege. See, the favor of God will cause people to go out of their way to bless you without them even knowing why they're blessing you. Favor will cause you to be chosen over those who qualify the most. Favor will step in the operating room when the doctor say you should have been dead. And the more you are blessed, the more you can be a blessing. See, God's supernatural favor flowing in your life is not based on your background. It's not based on your personality. His favor is based on the word of God. So with God's favor, you can be the janitor one day and the CEO of the company the next day. With God's favor, ladies, you can be the ugly duckling one day and the prom queen the next day. With God's favor, you can be the salesman one day and the owner of the company the next day. See, favor is the current that moves you from your present situation into the destiny that God has ordained for you. So favor puts you in the right place at the right time to meet the right people to unlock your destiny. Favor will do for you what your education, your spouse, your personality, your abilities, and your career cannot do. Favor will take you from ordinary to extraordinary. And there are those in here this morning who know that when folk lied on you, laughed at you, called you everything but a child of God, looked over you, deserted you, dumped you, dropped you, dismissed you, disregarded you, discredited you, left you behind, kicked you to the curb, ridiculed you, rejected you, slapped you in the face, cursed you, provoked you, held you hostage, made you cry, broke your heart, and left you for dead. But favor stepped right in, right at the nick of time. Somebody ought to thank God for favor this morning. See, favor can break through any barrier set before you, and it's available to every child of God. Now, when you believe and activate your faith for God's favor, it will work on your behalf. Now, some may not particularly like you or your personality, but that doesn't matter, because your blessing is God's ability to influence them, and his favor on your life is supernatural. In other words, it supersedes natural circumstance. See, divine favor presents a complete system for miraculous intervention. Now, how many of us in here this morning have looked back over your life and realized that it was the grace of God? Grace, G-R-A-C-E. God, redemption at Christ's expense. How many of you know that if it wasn't for God being in the midst of your life, that car wreck would have killed you? You could have spent your life behind prison bars. You could have died from a drug overdose. But God showed you divine favor, and you know it should have killed you, but God kept you. So Christian home, if God has taken the time to bless your life and bless you in spite of your faults and saw your needs, if God has kept an eye on us as he's kept on the sparrow, if God has made a way and out of no way, and you realize it was nobody but God undergirding you, if God has shaken the very doors of our isolated life and brought sunshine in the midst of cloudy days, if God has protected you from dangers seen and unseen, if God has shown you favor and turned your opposition into opportunity, your problems into possibility, your pain into power, your sorrow into success, your tears into triumph, your grief into grace, your stress into strength, you have to stand on your feet and give God some praise. But can I tell you about how good my God is before I go into my text? See, he was man enough, Brother Bobby, to be born of a woman. But he was God enough to create his own mother. He was man enough to thirst for water, but he was God enough to walk on water. He was man enough to get hungry, but he was God enough to feed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. He was man enough to be late for Lazarus' funeral, but he was man God enough to raise Lazarus from the dead. He was God enough to get tired, but he's God enough to give us divine rest. He was man enough to cry, but he's God enough to wipe the tears from my eyes. He was man enough to bleed, but he was God enough to cure the woman with the issue of blood disease. He was God enough to die, but he was God enough to get up on that third day morning with all power in his hand. I don't know about you, but you need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor that the devil tried to kill me, but I'm still here. And Christian home, you know what I've learned? I've learned that the longer I live, the more I realize that everything is in God's hand. You see, when I was younger, I was more inclined to solve everything on my own ability. Now, after many years of trials, tribulations, dilemmas, and crises, I find myself getting a real glimpse of what real faith really means. Say, faith says that everything will work out when it seems everything is crumbling all around me. Faith says my bills will be paid when I can't see how in the natural. Faith says God will take care of me, and I must stop worrying about the future because God will supply all of my needs. Faith says I know that I know that the Lord will make a way somehow. Faith tells me I may be crying today, but I'll be laughing on tomorrow. Faith says I might be broke today, but I'll have more than enough on tomorrow. Faith says I may be in pain today, but I've got a healing on the way. I may be on Section 8 today, but I got a new home in my vision. I've got something, Christian home, that's in my eye, and it's called vision. I can't see anymore. All I can see is by his stripes, I'm healed. I can't see not liking anymore. All I can see is my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. My God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or think. But the truth is, sometimes, Sister Brenda, sometimes I want to give up. Sometimes I want to turn around. Sometimes I want to throw in the towel. But you know what? God whispers in my ear, you're gonna make it. I got a word that says I'm gonna make it. I got a word that says things gonna get better. I got a word that says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Don't get too excited now, because sometimes we find ourselves in the midst of a storm. There's nothing like a bad storm. You see, Paul found himself in a storm. The ship was destroyed, but they made it on land, on boards and broken pieces of a ship. And just like Paul, some of us find ourselves in a storm. Somebody ought to lift your hands right now and declare, I got the favor of God and I'm gonna make it. I may be broke, but I'm gonna make it. I may be bleeding, but I'm gonna make it. I may be crying, but I'm gonna make it. I might be confused, but I'm gonna make it. I've been rejected, but I'm gonna make it. Because I heard the Lord declare that many are the affliction of the righteous, and he shall deliver them from them all. I'm almost about to close, but the Bible said that Paul was in a storm. And don't you know, when you're in a storm, folk are watching you. And just like Paul, Paul put his hand in the pile of sticks and got bit by a viper. But the word of God said, even though you're going through, still I shall rise. I've been through hell and I've been through high water, but still I rise. I've been talked about, loved and criticized, but still I rise. Christian home, God sent me to let you know, regardless of what you're going through, if you hold on, everything is gonna be all right. And just like the Apostle Paul, when you're going through stuff, folk will look at you waiting for the kill, but the devil is a lie. You better shake that snake off, get up on your feet, hold your head up, dust yourself off, tell the devil, I shall rise. He tried to take me down, but still I rise. The word of God said, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I'm like Maya Angelou. You may lie on me, but like dust I shall rise. Christian home, you ought to tell the devil, I'm going through, but still I rise. My money is funny, my change is strange, my credit is jacked up, but still I rise. My children are hellish, but still I rise. Trouble on the job, but still I rise. I'm like a weaver, I might wobble, but I ain't gonna fall. I'm like a Timex, I take a licking, but I keep on ticking. Y'all ought to tell the devil, I'm going through, but still I rise. I had to cry, Reverend Smith, but still I rise. Folk treat me dirty, but still I rise. Because I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. God sent me to tell you, don't give up, don't give in, don't throw in the towel. Victory is on the way. Tell the devil, I too shall rise. The devil, Bobby, and his imps were having a conference, and on the third day morning, they thought it was over. But Jesus got up, looked at the devil, told the devil, still I rise. Death, where is your thing? Grave, where is your victory? Christian home, this is the time in the service. You ought to do something. If God brought you from a mighty long way. You ought to do something. If he healed your body, you ought to do something. If he put food on your table, you ought to do something. I don't know about you, but when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for saving me. If I were French, I would say merci beaucoup. If I were Spanish, I would say gracias. If I were Dutch, I would say don't you well. If I was Hawaiian, I would say mahalo. If I were Japanese, I would say dore mi arigato. But since I am who I am, and I'm a child of the King, I'll just lift my hands and say, Lord, I thank you. When the devil tried to kill me, I went down like Clark Kent, but I got up like Superman. You ought to praise him. You ought to magnify him. You ought to exalt him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Come on, Christian home, give God some praise. I don't know about you, but you got to tell the devil, still, I rise. Don't focus on what it looked like. You got to step out on faith. Things look dark, bro, Grisby, but I told God still, I rise. I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw in the towel, but God sent a lifeline and said, you got the victory in Christ Jesus. So I found myself. Every time the enemy came, I knocked back, I rocked, and I wobbled, but I didn't fall. I got up shouting, this is a day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Christian home, you ought to give God some praise. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. See, you got folk in your life. Everybody in your friendship circle may be with you, but they ain't necessarily for you. See, just like Paul, you got folk waiting around, waiting for the kill to see you fall dead or die out in the midst of your circumstance. But the devil is a lie. I don't know about you, you ought to give God some praise. Still, I rise.